A lack of summer rain has some municipal water system operators worried about running dry. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, a few towns are taking steps to lower consumption until we get more rain.
In the Bennington County town of Dorset, water conservation measures have been underway for about a month, but haven't had much impact. So now, water system operators are imposing restrictions on the 200 customers. They're turning off the water every night between midnight and 6 a.m. until the reservoir is back to safe levels. Ben Weiss is chairman of the Prudential Committee for Dorset's Fire District, which runs the water system. He says the 11-foot-deep reservoir is down about 6 feet.
We have a 205,000-gallon reservoir that is fed by a series of springs that are above the reservoir. And the spring production has dropped down to about between 70 and 75 gallons per minute. It's normally around 95 gallons per minute.
Weiss says about a month ago, Dorset began prohibiting outdoor water use, such as garden sprinklers and washing cars. But the water levels continued to drop.
It's fallen dramatically in the last couple of days. So we felt it was necessary to have this nightly shutoff of water so that we give the opportunity for the springs to regenerate and hopefully fill back to the level that it's at and not continue to fall.
And now customers are being told to boil all water used for consumption, including cooking and brushing teeth. Weiss says adding to the problem are 8 identified leaks in the system. That's an issue in the Lamoille County community of Jeffersonville as well, where the 250 water customers were asked to undertake conservation efforts starting last week. Jeffersonville Village Trustee Tom Wyckoff says they started concentrating on repairing leaks in the spring-fed system during the summer when they first observed water yields dropping.
We've been addressing leaks like crazy that we can find. Of course, they're hard to find when they're underground.
One of Jeffersonville's 2 spring boxes is a little way into the woods, behind a horse pasture, not far from Smuggler's Notch. Wyckoff says normally water is gushing out of the ground into the box. This week, it's more like a steady trickle. Trevor Welsh is head water and wastewater operator for Jeffersonville. He says they're hoping conservation efforts will keep the village from having to truck in water.
You know, normally our reservoirs drop down a little bit during the day, and then they're easily topped off at night. What we're finding is that they're not really topping off at night. We're just kind of maintaining. So as we see the gallons per minute drop down and we see our tanks not refilling at night, we decided we've got to get the word out there and let people know before there's a serious problem.
Welsh suggests customers turn off the water while washing hands and brushing teeth. And he says some friendly household competitions, like timing how quickly you can take a shower, might make conservation efforts more fun and more effective.
So the more that we're talking about it and calling each other out on it, our friends and family, the bigger impact it's going to have.
Other communities with spring-fed water systems, from East Berkshire to Danby, are feeling the strain as well. But not all of Vermont is technically experiencing a drought. Greg Hansen is a service hydrologist at the National Weather Service in Burlington. He says the National Drought Monitor has part of Vermont categorized as being in a drought, and the rest of the state listed as abnormally dry.
For the most part, northern Vermont, northeast Vermont is in that abnormally dry category. It gets even drier and droughtier the further south you go.
Hansen says a combination of low snow totals last winter and a lack of soaking rains is catching up with Vermont.
The spring snowmelt that we had, the rivers never really went as high, and that melt went out earlier. So we just started out kind of behind the eight ball all summer, and we've never had enough rain to kind of make up for that deficit.
Ideally, Hansen says, that deficit will be replenished slowly over the next few months.
Generally, we'll need a good period of heavy rain over a longer period of time to really make this go away.
Hansen says the shorter, cooler days of fall mean less evaporation, so any rainfall we do see this time of year will be more beneficial. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.